The simple number that I can just throw out right away is 55,000, which is the capacity here at the stadium. I mean, acreage is limited. So you've got the field, you've got the stadium around it, and that's pretty much it. I mean, the city and campus have kind of surrounded the field. So, you know, back in 1913 is when Grant Field came into existence. The original concrete west stands were largely built by Tech students and seated about 5,600. Only Harvard and Penn are older on-campus stadiums than Georgia Tech. We are now entering underneath the west stands, and we will shortly see the original stands from 1913.
To the casual viewer, it just looks like we're walking into a service entrance, and I guess that is what it is.
Absolutely. We use it for storage, and you know, like I said, there's kind of a hidden museum underneath here as well. You know, it is neat when you think about the history in 100 years and you're looking, you know, there's seats 16, 14, you know, it just kind of, it's neat. I don't even know what sections these were, but we're right along the 50-yard line and it goes up about, I'd say about 25 rows. And then the new stadium kind of engulfs it and takes over.
Comparing this seating to what's above it and outside in Bobby Dodd Stadium today, this is roughing it.
We're looking at concrete seats. I mean, this reminds me of my high school stadium. It really does. And you just sit at your number and it's nostalgic.
And the seat numbers are painted right on the concrete.
You know, it's secretly part of the stadium still. You know, the heart of the stadium underneath this. You know, there's this old stadium from 1913.
As the Georgia Tech fight song echoes throughout the stadium on game days, fans clad in white and gold are being supported by a foundation that was laid 100 years ago.
We're looking at the pillars that support the west stands, the lower west stands, and what they've done is they've dug these huge holes deep into the old stadium, and it's interesting just looking at how they incorporated the old stadium to support the new stadium.
Once you get some distance away from that service entrance we were talking about that leads under this west side of the stadium, it becomes very quiet. And the fact that it is this dead quiet at a football stadium in the middle of a huge city is a little eerie.
It's peaceful. You know, I'm kind of thinking back to the guys that were here in 1913.
So a century from now, do you think there will have been as much in the way of evolution from what we see today?
We actually just partnered with this College of Architecture. We asked them to come up with what is it going to look like in 100 years? And they definitely used their imagination and went forward. And, you know, who knows what it's going to look like in 100 years? But I don't envision this location ever changing. So I think it's going to be one of those unique experiences and unique locations where you are in the middle of a major city, in the middle of the campus. I think that's going to be part of the Georgia Tech legacy.